Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ding!
Distorted View Daily proudly presents another Craigslist personal ad selection, as read by Cheryl Murkowski.
Make this toilet pig lick your toilet or men's room toilet in New York City. Toilet pig loves to get his face down in the bowl. You stand over me while I am naked on my knees and make me thoroughly lick the sink around the rim and inside of your toilet and even the floor around the toilet, or even better, the toilets of a public restroom if you have after-hours access to one. If it is a public restroom, you can even have me use my mouth and tongue around the inside of the urinals. Have me take multiple cum, spit, and piss loads while I'm working the toilets. Gag me on a cock. Make me suck your boobs and lick your ass crack. Make me rest my chin on the edge of the toilet and piss into my open mouth. The nastier, the better.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth grabbing my toe.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily, back for the Wednesday edition. Listen to my voice, it's gravelly. I kind of like it when I'm sick because I actually sound like a man. Yes, I apologize, there was no show yesterday. I just wasn't feeling it. I'm sick, I'm still sick. Longtime listeners of the program know that's nothing unusual. I have a very weak immune system for some reason. I'm sorry. A little phlegm in my throat still. I do have a great program for you if you can get past the disgusting noises I'm making today. A classic edition is Sextastic Tuesday, which is really Sextastic Wednesday, but it's just an excuse for me to not talk. I can just play some old Sextastic Tuesday stuff. I do have an extended show for you, though, because I feel bad for my paying members. Yesterday, I posted a best of show at around, 10 p.m. or something. But for Sideshow Freaks, I posted a brand new video cast because I felt like I had to, provide some exclusive content yesterday. So I'm back today with an extended show. Yeah, I'm done talking now. Let's get into today's Sextastic Tuesday story. This is, from 2007? It involves a bunch of dicks fucking one pussy.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Juliet left work early, feeling fed up. She spent the morning interviewing for a promotion, which she was pretty sure she wasn't going to get. You see, her boss was a pig. He spent the whole interview doing what he always did with her, which was trying to look down her top. I believe we have some audio from that interview.
You know, you're doing a great job, but you're not using all your assets. With a body like that, you can go places. Be a little more sexy. Hey, we're talking about your job here.
No, we're talking about sexual harassment here, and I don't have to take it.
Yeah, that's right. You tell him with your big hair and your 80s shoulder pads. You're a monster. No one wants to sexually harass you. To be fair, there was a lot to look at. Juliet had always had big breasts. By the time she was 12, they were D-cups. And now, at 32 years old, she wore 38 F-bras and sometimes spilled out of those. It was late afternoon on a sunny September day, so Juliet took the shortcut through the park behind her house. A couple of old guys were sitting on a bench drinking from a bottle of cider. There were a few kids riding bikes up and down the path by the pond, but otherwise, the park was deserted. As she climbed a slope, the trees seemed to close in on her. They were big and their leaves were thick, obscuring more and more light. It seemed almost dusk. They were blocking out so much sun. But a little ahead, Juliet noticed something white on the path. It was moving, but it was too small to be a rabbit.
You gonna get raped?
Whatever that thing is, it's going right in your vagina, whether you like it or not. She walked on, getting closer to the object, squinting to try to see what it was. It was about 6 inches high, a cylindrical object, upright and waving like a flower. but there was no flower, only an odd flesh-colored stalk, supported by what looked like little round hairy cushions. Juliet stopped in mid-stride. She was close enough to see what the object was. Ready? It was a cock! Dun, dun, dun! Dun, 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 dun. Scary and suspenseful. What the hell does this author mean it was a cock upright, just sitting on the sidewalk? You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember those flowers you could get that dance to music? Those little plastic flowers with the sunglasses on? All you had to do was, like, speak near it and it would start dancing or play music. I'm going to introduce a line of plastic cock dancers. Come on, make the cock dance! It looks like the cock is dancing! Sunglasses! Stupidest invention ever. Someone's probably a millionaire because of the plastic dancing flower. All right, so here's this cock on a path, turned upright. She was so shocked, she didn't know whether to laugh or run away. Though there's no point in running away, she thought, what harm can this do to me? Famous last words. Suddenly, quicker than she could react, the cock leapt into the air and aimed itself like a missile for her mouth. Story's retarded. It entered through her shocked "oh" face and plunged deep into her throat. The force of the cock pushed her backwards, and Juliet lay sprawled at the side of the path, her mouth full of a cock which was pushing itself in and out of her mouth. Automatically, she started sucking. It was that or not breathe. Did she make the right choice? Oh, you gonna get raped.
Dun, 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 dun. Wow. So.
Her tongue snaked around the shaft, and she pulled it into her mouth, using all the deep throat technique she'd pleased boyfriends with in the past. She'd always loved sucking cock, and for a full minute she closed her eyes and lost herself in the pleasure of having a thick dick in her mouth again. It's a disembodied dick that was wiggling on the ground! I'd have a hard time getting past that. When she finally opened her eyes, it was not only to the odd sight of the disembodied cock shoving itself into her mouth, balls banging on her chin, but a much more alarming development. From the undergrowth, more cocks were appearing. Lots of them. At least 50 on each side of her, moving themselves closer on their hairy ball feet. This was weird, but not weird enough that she didn't know it could also be dangerous. Yes, you're in a lot of shit right now. She struggled to get to her feet, one hand on the cock in her mouth, pulling it out. But the other cocks had closed in on her. There were so many of them, pinning her arms and legs to the ground, wriggling under her interview suit, up in the arms and bursting the seams, pulling her shirt off of her, winding up her legs. So many of them, pushing between her skin and the material of her skirt and bra and panties until she was naked and spread out on the ground, surrounded by at least 200 cocks, all pushing and poking at her. I strongly believe this is what women fantasize about. Little hoppy penises that live in a forest, just waiting to come out of their little tree houses and fuck you raw! You ladies are fucked up! There was a pause while she and the cocks assessed the situation. Yeah, now it's a good time to reflect. Let's take in what's going on here. They didn't have faces, but she could have sworn they were grinning. Sucking that first cock made her a little wet, of course, and the cocks close to her pussy were leaning towards it as though they could smell her. The pause seemed to last for hours, but was really about 30 seconds. One of the cocks closest to her pussy dived in. It started to wiggle its way into her damp pussy lips deep inside of her. It instantly started fucking her with a steady rhythm. There were cocks all over her, squirming up and down her legs, in her hair, rubbing themselves on her skin and getting harder from the friction. They were smearing her all over with pre-cum. The cocks on her chest had little forked tongues coming out of the end of their shafts, which flicked over her nipples. The cock in her wet cunt was fucking her hard now, getting bigger inside of her. She felt an unbearable tingle and immediately came. The cock inside of her shot its load, too. After a while, she felt the squirming slow a little. The cockworm in her mouth came hard, then slid out, without another taking its place, and she raised her head to see, between her legs, a crowd of cockworms making a path for another to walk through. This one was very big, at least 3 inches taller than the others, and very thick. It stood in front of her pussy, apparently looking at it, through with what she didn't know. Then it launched itself into the air and landed with a heavy thud on her belly. It made its way down to her pussy, rubbing himself along her slit. The weight and thickness of the king cockworm against her wet pussy was incredibly arousing and frustrating. She spread her legs wider, trying to entice him in, but he was obviously teasing her, pushing his thick shaft against her, pressing down on her clit, rolling and spiraling between her wet lips. She groaned and murmured, "Please fuck me. Please fuck me." The king cockworm finally plunged into her. Juliet's pussy lips stretched wetly around his huge thick shaft, wetly, as he drove in right up to the balls. She felt his head right inside her, and as the big cock started fucking her, all the other cockworms jumped back onto her body and started squirming and rubbing her with their hard shafts. As the king's big cock banged her and she moaned, another cockworm pushed into her mouth. And then the cockworms did the strangest thing. As if the other behaviors of the cockworms were perfectly normal. As Juliet lay on her back spread open, being fucked by the big cockworm, all the other cockworms started to cling to each other and construct a huge kind of cylindrical body. Oh no, mega cockworm! Some sort of transformer penis mutant! It's a go-cock! It was though the cockworms had come together to make a big cock man. It was a weird thought, but the only way she could make sense of what they were doing. The cock man started moving in time with the king cockworm's thrust, and Juliet felt as though she was speared on a giant, as though her pussy was stretched as far as it would go, and her burning, wildly excited clit was going to explode. And she did explode in pleasure. She came all over the king cock, and in return he flooded her with cum, and the cockman spurted in several places, dripping cum onto her belly and tits. After that, the cockworm slowly drifted away. A few stayed and had another turn fucking Juliet's exhausted cum-soaked pussy, but she barely noticed. One even managed to squirm into her ass, and that did wake her up. She pulled the cockworm out just as it was about to come, and it shot its load onto the grass. Dazed, she picked up the shreds of her clothes and managed to find enough to make herself presentable, then staggered off down the path and home. She drank nearly a whole bottle of wine that night, and by morning, after ringing in sick to work and going back to bed, she just about convinced herself that her adventures in the woods was just an alcohol-induced dream. She lay in bed, covered with just a sheet, idly stroking one breast and wondering why she felt so horny. She couldn't see the far corner of the bedroom where her handbag lay open. And in the dark depths beyond her lipstick and mobile phone, a forked tongue flickered from the head of a very, very big cock. Dun, 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 dun. The end.
Yes, there you go. That, my friends, is Sextastic Tuesday for January 5th, 2011. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. Now, pay attention. This is an amazing deal. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. You just have to use coupon code FREAK. This is just for you listeners, my freaks. That's why it's coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. You type that promo code in, you'll automatically see the discount applied. So if a dildo happens to be $40, you'll only pay $20. You're also going to get free shipping, so that'll eliminate even more charges, save you more money. They're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs, you know, a pussy sampler, if you will, and also a mystery gift so hot and sensual, I can't even say what it is. They won't even tell me what it is. My mind and my cock would both explode if they told me, and yours will too when you receive it in the mail from Adam and Eve just by using coupon code FREAK. Again, 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. Go to adamandeve.com right now. There's a link on the show notes, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes. yeah, I'm just going to mention this real quick. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. Got an extended show, so you paying freaks will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. If you do sign up, you're basically going to get a personalized, password-protected RSS feed, which will include all of the exclusive content, video cast, extended shows. Plus, you get full access to the entire archive of programs and more. There's bonus content. Old Distorted View shows from 2000, 2001, that type of stuff. Ringtones. It's a good time. It's just a fun thing. Yeah, sign up right now. $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this is a short one from Kansas City. A junior college in suburban Kansas City is defending its decision to kick out four students who just happened to pose for photos with a human placenta. One of the students, Doyle Burns, is seeking a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction to force Johnson County Community College to reinstate her before classes resume on January 19th. She posted one of the photos on Facebook. The school has said the students could seek readmission in the fall and finish the program a year later in May 2012, but Burns is getting married in August, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to hear more about this placenta. Burns and several other students were attending a lab course off-site when one of them asked a nursing instructor for permission to photograph the placenta so they could share the experience on Facebook. The lawsuit against the college and several of its employees said that the nursing instructor responded, "Oh, you girls." Fucking Mrs. Garrett was their instructor. "Girls! Girls!" And did not tell them not to do it or that it could result in discipline. Afterwards, at least one of the students, Burns, posted a photo on the social networking site showing her smiling broadly, wearing a lab coat and surgical gloves, and leaning over the placenta in a tray. Who the fuck cares? It's placenta. What's wrong with that? There was nothing in the photos to identify the placenta as coming from a particular woman. The photo remained on Facebook for about 3 hours until the nursing instructor called her that evening and told her to remove it. Burns asked the instructor if she was in trouble, and the instructor replied she wasn't. Burns removed the photo immediately and has since closed her Facebook account. Burns and three other students who posed with the placenta were expelled the next day. None of the other expelled students were identified in the lawsuit. Gene Walsh, director of nursing at the college, was critical of Burns in a letter. "Your demeanor and lack of professional behavior surrounding this event was considered a disruption to the learning environment and did not exemplify the professional behavior." It's a junior college. It's not even a real college that we expect in the nursing program. Clifford Cohen, who represents Burns, argues that his client was deprived of due process and that nothing in the school's code of conduct addresses placentas or specifically photographs with placentas. Yes, nothing in the school's code of conduct addresses photographs or social media. He said Burns' actions were not disrespectful. It's placenta. It's nothing. You know, you shit it out when you give birth and that's it. Although I do hear it's rather tasty.
Have a look in here. It's been cut up. This is Rosie's placenta. Waste not, want not.
The challenge in working with a new ingredient is guessing how it will behave when cooked. So after the excess blood has been rinsed from the placenta,
sure,
Sue suggests we slice it up to check out the texture.
Look at that in the middle.
Fascinating.
Look at that. It's quite meaty, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Almost purple.
Yeah.
Right?
Really rich.
Cooking up some placenta lasagna or something. Delicious. All right, so finishing up here, until the Facebook posting, Burns says she was on schedule to graduate from the nursing program in May 2011. She is seeking to be reinstated ASAP. All right, second story we have for you today. I don't think I've ever uttered the words hermaphrodite dog in the same sentence. Maybe in a Sextastic Tuesday story, but never in a news item. That is all about to change, though. Such a stupid program. A double-gendered dog had a rare sex change operation. Why bother? It's a damn dog. Who cares if it's male or female? A double-gendered dog had a rare sex change operation after vets discovered it had both male and female organs. Sarah, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, became female after successfully undergoing rare sex assignment surgery. And following the operation, the 2-year-old is now a female-only animal. It can use lady washrooms now, and could even become the mother of pups. Wow. Surgery was a smashing success, I guess. Owner John Conchi told how He had no idea his pet had a double gender issue until he was told by the vet and thought his dog was female. I wonder if the dog still has a very masculine bark. But he's, you know, trying to make it sound more feminine.
Bow wow. I said rough. Rough. It's very ladylike. Rough. I'm your princess puppy.
All right. Mr. Weston. Who the fuck is that? Oh, operating surgeon. Richard Weston said he has never encountered a canine hermaphrodite in his 30 years in practice in Greater Manchester. He said it took two separate surgery sessions to complete the entire procedure. Mr. Weston's son, James, who assisted at the operation, said, "Oh my God, dog is a tranny fag." No, the son said, "It was completely bizarre. I've never seen anything like it. The animal came in for a routine checkup, and after we did x-rays, we found it had both male and female sex organs. The operation was completely out of the ordinary." Again, I don't understand why the dog needed to have this surgery. The owner had no idea. The dog probably doesn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? It's just the doctors want to mess around with puppy junk. Get to play with its cock and cunt. Move shit around. A spokesman for the British Vet Association confirmed that the condition is rare, but that no statistics exist in the UK. Sarah should now be able to live a perfectly normal life following the operation and could even have pups. So, there you go. Finally today, this is a short one, but I love it. The story comes from Washington, D.C. Prosecutors say a man who posed online as a lesbian stricken with cancer to entice teenage girls into relationships has been sentenced to more than 10 years in prison. 39-year-old Douglas Lee Patrick of Baltimore was sentenced on Monday. According to his plea agreement, Patrick pretended to be a cancer-stricken 18-year-old girl on social networking sites where he solicited the girls to send him pictures of their genitalia. I'm curious how this all worked. Like, did he tell these girls that he had pussy cancer and he wanted pictures of their pussies to compare with his own?
"I just want to make sure my cunt looks like yours, that's all. I'm worried. Send me some snatch shots. Purely for scientific and medical uses."
I mean, ultimately, bravo. Kudos to this guy for getting these stupid, stupid girls to send him nude photos. Is that all you have to do? Just say you've got a serious disease, and in comes the genitalia shots? A search warrant executed at his home in 2009 resulted in the seizure of videos and videos too.
That'll make me feel better.
Resulted in the seizure of videos and images depicting child sex abuse from his computer. So there you go. If you take anything away from this news story, it should be that it is very easy to trick young girls into sending you crotch shots. You have your homework. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, I apologize if my energy level is not at peak performance. I am still recovering from my sickness.
Hey, underage sideshow listener from Arizona calling in.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, I've been a sideshow member for about a year, and whatever happened to the weekend shows? Come on, man. I miss hearing that W-E-E-K
yes.
song.
Yeah, I'll do some weekend shows. That'll be my New Year's resolution. More weekend shows.
Hey, Tim. Been a long time listening for probably about 3 years. As a free member or whatever, and I woke up in a real good mood the other day wanting to join for a $50 a year.
You couldn't figure
package.
It out because you're stupid.
But what'd you go and do? You had to go ahead and play Tonetta again.
Oh.
Every fucking day. Enough with this bullshit, man. Nobody gives a shit about this guy. His horrible music, and it's not fun anymore. Come on, man.
You're very, very upset. I disagree. I think Tonetta is hilarious. And it's the same thing with Alexis Keita. Remember when she was very busy with her YouTube videos and it seemed like every day new Alexis was being played? I gotta play them when they're coming out because their star does not shine bright for long. You know what I mean? Like, Tonetta right now, for instance, hasn't been producing new stuff in a week or two. I haven't been playing any Tonetta. I haven't played any Alexis K. Tyler now in a very long time as well. So, you know, at the time it may seem like I'm overplaying Tonetta or overplaying Alexis, but you should enjoy it because they don't last long. And, you know, that's why.
Hey, Tim. Relatively new listener, XYZ. Dude, oh God. I'm here to congratulate you on a job well done, my friend. That kitten vacuum audio? Yeah, for real. Okay.
Yeah, it was a bit much.
You get props. I give you, because like the running crush, you got so much shit for that.
Oh, I know, dude. And I don't learn my lesson is the thing.
I laughed and laughed, and I'm not like advocating like animal like messes.
No, of course not. But it's important that we feature this stuff. Because it gets people riled up, and I enjoy that. And B, so you people know what's going on here, and we can stop guys like this. It's important that we shed light on this, atrocity.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel, and we're together.
God, who created that? I don't know. One of my listeners made this song up, and it's fantastic. I would like to recreate it with the kitty vacuum.
Happy New Year, bitch.
Lols. That's right.
Hey, Tim Slideshow member, Rich Leiter here. So, your Italian grandmother refers to pussies as choppies. Well, I got thinking, and one brief Wikipedia search later, I came up with this answer. A fish stew that is in sort of a tomato and wine broth, and based upon the Wikipedia photo, looks like a bloody mess. It's called Chiappino. So, I think that's where she's going with this. Pussies, choppies, Chiappino.
Chiappino. That's right.
Spelled Chiappino.
I don't know many words in Italian. My grandmother died a long, long time ago, and I remember very few things. I wish I could speak it fluently. I think fattingul is a swear word. I think it might mean fuck or something, but aside from that, I don't know much.
Jagoo Tim, Haley's Comet, calling up about the Monday episode where you complained about the cost of boarding dogs long-term when you go on a vacation. I just wanted to share a quick money-saving tip for you on boarding dogs and boarding pets in general. What you want to do is you want to find these smaller rescue groups dedicated to the type of animal you have, dogs, cats, rabbits. Now, I'm not about to suggest you surrender your dog. What I am going to say is find out if they offer boarding services as a shelter. The rabbit rescue group I volunteer with, for example, offers bunny boarding services, and we usually charge anywhere from a third to a quarter of what kennels charge. And, the animals are cared for in someone's home, cared for like one of their own. It's a much more relaxed experience.
You work for a bunny crush? Jesus Christ, I mean a bunny rescue?
Again, contact animal rescue.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Jesse. I was just calling to let you know a couple things. First of all, I'm having a dreadful holiday. I got a wallet, I got some razors, and I got a pocket knife. And as a careless fairy, I can go without the pocket knife, but the razors were rather useful. I found out recently that I attended the high school that you have read stories about, where the younger gentleman had a banana inserted into his rectum.
Sure.
By the sports team. I figured this out through local children, but horrible creatures, really. But it was just such a lovely feeling to know that I was a part of your new system going on.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that if you want any more information on such, somehow contact me, because I have no...
Thank you.
Hey, Timmy Boo! It's a Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida.
Hi,
Sid. Just stopped into this gas station in a little town outside of Orlando called Biflow. And Biflow is like if you took all the white trash from Alabama, the whole state, and jam-packed them into about 5 square miles. As somebody I know put it, there's a little town down the street a little ways named Christmas. So they call Biflow the Nightmare Before Christmas. But anyhow, that's not the reason I called. I just stopped into this gas station. There was this big, fat fuck behind the counter. I mean, he had the man titties that you can see. They're trying to eat his T-shirt as they fall, over his gut. But anyways, his name tag said Biggin. B-I-G-G-I-N.
Hot.
And there was an apostrophe after the N.
Okay.
I will be sending pictures as soon as I get a chance to go back in there with Mike.
All right, thank you very much.
Tim and Boo, Sideshow member DJ C here.
Hi.
I can't believe you played cat suffocation audio. That's it. I'm canceling my Sideshow membership. Goodbye forever, Timmy Boo.
Mine, leave, whatever.
Hey, Tim.
Pussy.
Bob Pussy Jones.
I don't think he was serious.
You know, here I am laughing at Puerto Rican Batman story about him not being able to clean his own asshole. And, similar thing happened to me. Well, I'm not fat. I'm a skinny. But I'm at work taking a shit. And, I try to clean my asshole. And I don't know how. I accidentally smudged a piece of turd in between my ganoush and my balls. And, took like half an hour just cleaning my ass from a ball.
I need help with my shit. I need to firm it up. Like, it's not, I don't have diarrhea or anything like that. It's just soft, and when it's soft, you know, it just takes forever to wipe. And it's just, it's too much. I want clean pinches is what I'm looking for. I want a nice, I want a very pretty rectum is what I'm looking for.
Hey, Tim, it's Touch My Badger. I'm giving a shout-out to all the furry freaks that have turned on to your show in the last week or so.
Yes!
I really want that iPad.
Well, you got it, my friend!
Hi, furry freaks. Hi, Tim. Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a good...
Oh, stop kissing my ass. You won the damn iPod. Or iPad. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's no God.
Nigger toes.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're a Sideshow freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Thursday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye.